A Mouse Called Wolf by Dick King Smith. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. A Name. Wolfgang Amadeus Mouse was the youngest of 13 children. He was also the smallest. His mother had given the other 12 mouse cubs quite ordinary names, like Bill or Jane, but when she looked at her last-born and saw that he was only half as big as his brothers and sisters, she said to herself, "It would be nice if he could have a special sort of name, particularly as he's number 13, which is meant to be unlucky. But what shall I call him?" Now it so happened that this particular mother mouse lived in a house belonging to a lady who played the piano. It was a grand piano that stood close against the wall of the drawing-room, so that its left front leg almost touched the wainscot. In the wainscot, hidden from human eye by the piano leg, was a hole. In this hole lived the mother mouse, whose own name was Mary. One night, just before her babies were born, Mary waited until the lady of the house had played a final tune on the piano and gone to bed. Then she came out of the hole in the wainscot. She ran up the left front leg and onto the keyboard, which had, as usual, been left open, and bounced along.